Women's Shir and Chavis Halbavos, Wednesday afternoon. Shari Yichud HaMaisa, Sunday, Wednesday, Zion Kislev, 21st November. There'll be a little noise the next 2-3 minutes as we settle in, and then I'll be explaining where we're starting from. I am feeling as good as I can expect to be feeling. Thank you. Amen. I now know the meaning of the word shlema. You could have a refuah and it's not shlema. Sometimes you suffer more from the refuah. That's the pshat ki ani Hashem rofecha. When it's ani Hashem rofecha, then you don't suffer from the refuah. The refuah is just the refuah. And when you're not zochet ani Hashem rofecha, but it's always ani Hashem rofecha. The question is how far removed you are from direct hashgacha. So the more channels you use, the more side effects there are, and the more they make a mistake, and the more you suffer from the refuah. Just this morning, they said, whoops. So I suffered from the refuah. But the general trend is towards refuah. Baruch Hashem. Okay, we'll learn it. Thank you. We'll learn it. Chavis Halvavos. I won't start before 12:15. We'll just find the place, settle in. Shari Yichud HaMaisa. And long, long, long Perek Hei. And actually, we're up to the part of Parakei. Parakei talks about different enticements and different enticements of the Yetzirah and how the Yetzirah works. And it's really split into two parts. One is theological, and really Tivus also. You know, we can't minimize Tivus, but now he comes into a section where he has, and you could count them, 12 more enticements of the Yetzirah. That's the last part of Perek Hei. There's 12 things that the Yetzirah tells you, and this is more Yichud HaMaisa, because this already is a person that's doing mitzvahs, and as the Chavis Halbavos says, I'll paraphrase, every silver lining has a cloud. He says there's nothing good in the world, that's everything is problematic. You have to work on everything. Everything has something that could ruin what you're doing. And as we've said many times, those who come to various Chavis Halbavos Shiurim over the years know that the Chavis Halbavos many times talks about laboratory conditions, we call it. He talks about the ideal, and sometimes you're learning Chavis Halbavos and you say, come on, what am I supposed to do? But the truth is that we all know, and we do this with our children too, and we should do it with ourselves also, that you have to know what the ideal is. If you water down the ideal, then you'll never get anywhere. If you know what the ideal is, so you know what you're shooting for, and maybe you'll do the ideal once a year, and maybe in 20 years you'll do the ideal 10 times a year, and that's wonderful, and Hashem is thrilled with that. But you have to know what the ideal is, because first of all, you'll hit it once in a while. Second of all, you'll strive towards it, and the striving is an avoda. Third of all, so you won't do it 100%, so you'll do it 75%, 50%. And if you don't know what the ideal is, so then you won't even do 50%, because you won't know. And if Yichud HaMaisa and doing things totally lishma is not an ideal, then you won't even do it, you know, 50% lishma. But you'll do it totally based on what it does for you and your social standings and your getting ahead and your friends and your social circles, etc., etc., etc. So these last 12 things are more sharply Yichud HaMaisa, in the sense that the guy, the gal, doing a mitzvah. and the Eitz Hara tries to spoil the mitzvah by either having, as we'll see, doing it without kavana, doing it for kavod's sake, doing it so that people should hold him or her, doing it to play one upsmanship on someone else, doing it to establish oneself as a firm person, and this way they'll get hired, or this way they'll be able to do a shidduch quicker. So we'll be learning those 12 things. So the first thing which we really learned already is when a person does something, the Yetzer Hara says, you know, it's very important that people it's very important that people hold of you, that you get a good name and that you become popular through doing this and people look up to you, and that's very important. Then he even tells you a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Kol Sheruach HaBrios Nochei Menu, Ruach HaMokom Nochei Menu, and after you've satisfied your obligations to Hashem, because you have, you know, you're a good person, you get up, you say Moldani, you wash Negelvas, you know, it's like, what do you want? I caught you making a bracha once in a while. I think you make it a bracha achrona yesterday evening. Like, that's really, whoa, bracha achrona, who makes a bracha achrona? That's satire. But now, you know, you have to be with people, and people have to hold of you, and people have to look up to you, and, you know, and ruach hamakom, nochei menu, etc., etc. So, I'm saying it not in the text, so that you have to tell the Yetzer Hara, first of all, right, we had a good laugh. He says, I can't make people hold of me, I can't make people like me, I can't even make my family members like me, right? He said, how am I going to make everybody, and you can't make everyone happy, and when you pull here, you tug there, and I think Margaret Thatcher said, people in the middle of the road get hit by cars coming from both sides, and you can't make everybody happy. You can't, and that's not a way to live. Right? That's what Yichud HaMais really is. You're not living to make people hold of you. You're not living, and you can't. You can't. That's what you should answer the Yetzer Hara. You can't. And the Pshat and the Mishnah of Kol Sheruach HaBrios Nochei Menu, Ruach HaMokom Nochei Menu, is not that your goal should be Ruach HaBrios Nochei Menu, that people should hold of you. And if people hold of you, so Hashem holds of you. But it's saying if people hold of you, that's rare, that's amazing. And it's a raya that you have found favor in Hashem's eyes. And if you find favor in Hashem's eyes, He makes sure that you don't have that many enemies and that people like you. If Ruach HaBrios Nochei Menu, it's a raya, says the Chovas HaLovas. It's a proof, not it's a cause that Ruach HaMokom Nochei Menu, but it's proof that Ruach HaMokom Nochei Menu, because it's so amazing to have Ruach HaBrios be Nochei Menu. There's only one of two ways you'll have Ruach HaBrios Nochei Menu. Either you're doing something wrong, so everybody likes you because you don't bother anybody and you're a cool guy or a cool gal, and you're one of the in crowd and you're chill and you're gishmak, so people like you because you never give tochacha and you never bother anybody and you never say a bad word. Maybe this is lashon hara, maybe we shouldn't be doing this, etc., etc. So people like you, you're a gishmak person. Or you have the segula that if you're finding favor in the eyes of Hashem amazingly makes sure you have. Sometimes, let's say if you want to carry it to a very extreme degree, you'll have someone like Rav Aryeh Levine Zatzal, who really his circle should have hated him, right? Because with the prisoners and with the Zionists and a lot of people almost not gay to him, but Hashem made, you know, he was like so above the fray, so above the battle. And people understood that he did things lishma, and that he, you know, maybe they wouldn't emulate it and live his lifestyle, but they had this grudging respect for him, and people just, and you have such people, you have that. So that's the answer to number one. Don't fall into the trap of the Yetzer Hara that there's an independent value of having people hold of you. This is like pure Yichud HaMaisa. You worry about that Hashem should like you and be pleased with you, and step back and Hashem will do the rest. We'll now go to where it says in the text. Okay, let's see. I need an English cipher here so we could... thank you. Alkein Hizoher. Okay, on page 508 in the Feldheim edition, the last paragraph. Alkein Hizoher, so be careful, Mizeh, from this enticement of the Yetzer Hara. Tadomalo mi pituyei ha-yetzer lecha. Ki hu mishtadel, he is trying lahadrichacho bezeh ache yapilcho b'metzudas hachonev. This is another serious problem we have. If your general attitude is, and it sounds innocuous, and you know, I want people to like me, and I want to get along with everybody, and this is, you know, and we learn that this is a value, and it's not a value. It's not. You have to worry that Hashem likes you. Yes, if you do the mitzvahs, then Hashem likes you, and people will like you. As the fallout of the Hatalecha Kamocha and Lo Sikom Velo Sitor and Gemilas Chasodim and No Lashon Hara, so sure people are going to like you. Of course, they certainly will. If you can keep a secret and people don't think you're whispering about them behind their back, and you're never going to stab anybody in the back, and you're scrupulously honest, and you do Chesed, so of course people will like you, but that's not your goal. It's not a goal. And if it is a goal, then, you know, once again, maybe as a, not maybe, again, this is laboratory conditions. Certainly, just like you give a child candy, the Chayus Haldoda says in Shara Avodas Elokim, you start off a child's chinuch with offering him candy, and hopefully he or she matures, and at some point realizes that they're not supposed to be good for candy. But many people stay with the candy, except the form of the candy changes as they get older and older. 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 years old, the candy changes form. It changes into a car, it changes into kavod, it changes into different things. But hopefully a person matures and does something that's right and correct and good, because it's right and correct and good. The Chayus Haldoda now touches upon something that is a very big danger. If you know, till now, it's not such a big madrega. I want people to hold of me, and I want people to think well of me, and I want people to think I'm from, and I'm part of the crowd of Shemitah mitzvahs, and I, you know. But there's a danger. There's an insidious danger. But still now, you could say it's a sin of omission. And it's not a terribly high madrega, but okay, some people never climb out of the candy stage. At least they're not going around killing anyone, hopefully. Talking Lashon Hara is killing someone, right? But there's the danger of something called chanufa. Chanufa means you have a neighbor and you want to be friends with them. It's good, they're with the in crowd, they're maybe a little wealthy, and you know, it's good to be friends with them. And maybe they do something wrong, or maybe they, right, and then you know, and they're talking to you, and maybe they're talking Lashon Hara, or maybe they're doing something, maybe not sneer stick, or maybe, and you don't want to get on their bad side. See, if you want people to like you, you run the danger of doing something that, according to many Rishonim, is an Isser Chanufa. And that is when you're faced with someone doing something wrong,
you give encouragement. Not only don't you give tochacha, but you know, whoever went along with Gush Katif didn't want to be fired. So, you know, halufa, you go along with evil because you don't want to make waves and you don't want to jeopardize your own position and you don't want to jeopardize your own standing. So says the Chayvus Halvavus, you're running this danger. If you do not work on this, number one, what we're talking about, of not doing things so that people should hold of you or like you or think highly of you, if you do things for those reasons, then you run the risk, as I said, not only of performing a sin of omission, but you run the risk of being over what, according to many Rishonim, is a lav d'oraisa of chanufa. And now your friends, and they say, oh, let's do kach v'kach, and you know it's wrong, and you think it's wrong, so, okay, you could not give tochacha, but they say, hey, what do you think of this idea? And most people are a little too weak, so they smile weakly, weakly, and they give a nod of the head, or your boss is doing something, and you have to be careful. There's a lot of chanufa that you're not allowed to encourage. Chanufa literally means flattery, but the Rishonim explained that the isser of flattery, when the Torah says it, is to flatter evildoers and to say, oh, that's such a good idea, or oh, that's so cool, or oh, that's good. It's not evil at all. It's a mitzvah. Oh, it's a mitzvah. You show them who's boss. You don't let them push you around, and etc. So if you are focused on people holding of you, you are entering dangerous territory, the territory of chanufa. And that's what he says here. Ki hu mishtadel the Yetzirah with this mahalach, who is still a number one of 12. La'adrichacha b'zeh, to put you in this path, ashi yapilcha b'mitzudos ha-choneif, until he captures you in the trap of the choneif, which is much worse than just the sin of omission, of not giving tochacha, or of doing things not for the right reasons, but actually doing an aveira. B'ashov alov b'shabcha oscha. Oh, I'm sorry. No, the Mitzudos HaChonef. That's all the Chavis Halacha says. You have to be careful about that. And now he goes back to the Yetzirah and his enticement of you to do things for the wrong reason. Said, you know, you're okay with Hashem already. You know, you worked on yourself for 10 years, and you know, you fulfilled your obligations to Hashem, and now it's time to branch out and have people know your level of religiosity. V'hoshe v'olav, answer the Yetzirah, b'shabecho oscho, when he praises you, umahu sheta'asher osi olav midaiti chobos olakim olai. It's absurd to say that I fulfilled my obligations to Hashem, kiyim l'tayim olai l'lokim, m'nei she'eni sol v'lasos p'fidaiti. I am not doing enough. First of all, I'm not even doing what I think I'm doing. If you would ask of someone, let's say you ask a man, I don't know, I want to say ladies, I don't know how many times a day they daven, and I don't want to get on anybody's bad side. But if you say to a man, how many times a day do you daven? Okay. I daven 3 times a day. 4 times on Shabbos. So in a week, I daven 21, 22 times, times that by 4, times that by 12. And then you go to Shemayim, and you know, you have to have Kavanah and Berkas Avos, and you know, he ekes out, you know, 13 Shmona Esrays out of 10,047. He has like 13 Shmona Esrays to his credit. Right, so first of all, we don't have as many mitzvahs as we think. And even if I am, so first of all, stop telling me I fulfill my obligations to Hashem. I'm sure I'm very far off the mark. Be brutally honest with yourself. Even the Yetzirah and this enticement, the Chavis Halavus captures the cleverness of the Yetzirah. He's much too clever to tell you to live a lifestyle that you are trying to find favor in the eyes of people, he first wants you to be convinced that you've already fulfilled your obligations to Hashem. You know, you're on track. What are you doing? You get up in the morning, daven, say brachas. You're good. Like, now it's time to move on. But, say, first of all, the premise is not true. Just about everything I do, tell the Yetzirah, be very brutal. Probably everything I do is flawed. And I still have to work on my obligation to Hashem. That's for sure. Don't let him make you think that you have fulfilled that and you're ready to move on. Not that he's right about what he calls moving on, but his whole premise is not true. And even if Vafilu Mayisi Osa Kifidaiti, even if I have done as much as I think I've done, but you know, this is the beauty of the Chayvus HaLavim. The Chayvus HaLavim says this countless times throughout the Sefer. We're not talking about a checklist of mitzvahs. We're talking about being grateful to Hashem. And that's a lifelong pursuit, and that's a lifelong obligation, and it's an obligation every moment, every day. And you certainly have not, even if you have done the mitzvahs as much as you think you've done it, but you certainly haven't shown the gratitude that you owe Hashem, because in anachlam speaking lahodos l'cha Hashem alokeinu v'lokeinu v'lokeinu alachas may elef alfei alofin v'ribei revavos pomim atavos shalsisim avosenu v'imanu, right? And we say ilu fidum alashira kayom ulashenenu minon kamon kalov v'sitzosenu shevach kemecher. This is real. Like, we really, you're supposed to mean it. Like, really, if we, you know, well, because as we explained always, it's a never-ending treadmill, because every breath we take, every motion we make, even our minds working to think of this thought itself is thanks to Hashem. So you can never thank Hashem enough. And this is why the Chavis HaLavim says, by the way, I mean, he refers to this many times throughout the Sefer, and it's all based on his worldview that life is gratefulness to Hashem, acknowledging Hashem in our lives and giving thanks to him. So we're always behind the eight ball. We can't catch up. We do our best. And that's what he really says at one point in the Sefer, something very scary. He says that no one deserves really to go to Gan Eden. Not really. He says, but what? First of all, it's a chesed of Hashem. It's a chesed that if you try hard and you do your best. Yeah, and also, he says, to influence others. And when you influence others, there is a geometric progression. Is that the right word? Multiply. Like it. What? Yeah, thank you. An exponential. So you influence others, and then they influence their families, and then Lidori Doros, so then you have a multiplicity of Zchusim, and maybe then you can catch up a little with what you're supposed to do. But that's all parenthetical. Just tell the Yetzer Hara, who didn't come to you saying, he's too smart to make a frontal attack and say, you know, find favor in the eyes of people. You know, with Hashem, you're okay. You know, you're okay. You've hit the, you're 30 years old, 35 years old, and you're pretty good already, you know. So now, branch out. So he says, first of all, tell him you have a long way to go. Fafilu milisiosa kfidaiti hayashbika kolo dasa boriusel alaktana shebetovo sololai. You know, and we're here Sunday and we're saying, hey, my spleen works. Hey, my nose works. Hey, my teeth work. And that's just biology. And then you have the whole bria with everything that goes on. And then you have history, Klal Yisrael's history, your personal history. Never ending. Never ending. And that's why you're supposed to be always happy. It's good. You're not supposed to be depressed. You're supposed to be happy. You're supposed to count your blessings and always be aware of the many gifts that you're being showered with every moment. And that's supposed to put you in a good mood. And you want to thank Hashem for it. And you want to thank Hashem. Umahi midas yomai b'midas yomei ha'olam. 6,000 years wouldn't be enough. Toshke in 70, 80, 90, 100, you know, 120. How dare you issue such a foolish statement that I've already, you know, I've fulfilled my obligations to Hashem and I'm ready to move on. How foolish can you get? Okay, so that's number one. Number two is closely related to number one, but not quite. Again, we're talking about 12 pituyim of the Yetzirah, where you're doing good, you're doing what's right, but for the wrong reasons. No chovos halvavos there. And the problems that could lead to. And they get more and more subtle as we go from number one to number 12. Number two is closely related to number one, and that is v'chasher yisyoish ha-yetzer mipatoscha b'fonim o'eleh, that your motivation is that people should hold the view. This is like almost the same, but not quite. Yishtadel l'fatoscha mitzad avos ha-shevach v'hashem tov b'olam hazeh. Not so, you want kavod. Kavod is a good commodity. You feel good. You bask in it. Some people like wealth. Some people like having toys. And some people like kavod. That's the most important thing in the world. And people honor them. And people put them in the front. And they stand up for them. It's sad because most people who are like that, most people who are like that need to feel validated. And that's sad because it means they're really very insecure. But be that as it may, so the first thing was more mitzochein v'seichel tov, and like do things so that people should hold of you, like your social standing, where you're standing vis-a-vis other people, what circles you'll be in. They can do things for you, they can mess you up. Now we're talking about a commodity called kavod. I like kavod. I like to walk into a room, people stand up for me. Makes me feel good. It's sad because as the pasuk says in Shmuel, I think that's a wonderful pasuk by Shmuel's children. No, I'm sorry, Eli's children. Right? Ki mechabdai echabed ubozai ekolu. Right? The kavod is to be found when you mechabed Hashem. When you have the right values and you give kavod to Hashem, that's my kavod. My kavod is that I'm an Eved Hashem and I do the Ratzon Hashem. And that's an honor for me. But here, the second enticement of the Yetzirah is to do things for the commodity of kavod, to put that in the bank. Yishtadel fatos mitzad avos ha-shevach v'hashem tov olam hazeh. V'yom alecha, and it's like a little satire almost. Sameach ani al avodoscha l'elokim, I am so happy that you're such a good person. Im bitchoncha atov olav, and you're bitochen in Hashem, and you're really living with Hashem. Bahashivoscha es kol inyoncha elav, and you mamish, you're living with Hashem. V'shepenis olibcha mitoelos habruim mibalad yabori, and you don't care what people can do for you. You're just focused on Hashem. V'atov abateach v'lokim b'emesu b'leiv sholem. But don't be a secret tzaddik. Let people see how good you are. And then he starts, you know, maybe they'll, and this is very a thin line now, and this is something we'll have to talk about. Because sometimes it's true. It's true, Taka. But the Chabad Lubav saying, you know, and he'll say, you know, do things publicly, and people will learn from you, and if you're davening Shemoneh Esrei publicly, let them see you're davening Shemoneh Esrei, and maybe they'll daven Shemoneh Esrei also longer. Vain Roy, it's not good. Shatastim ibn Ayodom, Mashata Olov ben Achasidus, that you hide from people what you really are. Like, well, why should you do that? Let people see what you are. Abul Hanokalokha, Kivin Shemashalta Ba'atzmacha, you are in self control. Vagavarta al Ta'avoscha, Shatare Ma'asechol of Neyodom, show them what you've accomplished. Show them the heights you've reached in Avodas Hashem. Utigal Elohim Libcha, open your heart to them. V'yilecha b'zeh b'olam hazeh kavod mehem. V'zecher tov. V'shem tov v'solchom. And the pasuk wants people to have a shem tov. Look, This is the Yetzirah talking. We don't know Nach. The Yetzirah knows Nach. Wow. Look, Hashem promises that we will have fine reputations and we'll have kavod. Hey, I want to help Hashem out. If this is a value, the Yetzirah says, if this is a good thing, Hashem wants me to have kavod, right? So, hey, let me work on it. Right? If Hashem wants me to be rich, let me become rich. If Hashem wants me to have kavod because I'm doing everything right, then it says in the pasuk, "Musachem b'seichel tov," and Hashem wants me, so let the rabba. Va'od, says the Yetzirah, "Sheyilmadu mima'asecha." If you do things publicly, people will learn from you. V'tianiskaralem, and you'll get schar because they also are going to do. They're going to emulate you. They're going to copy you. Al came therefore al taster mima'asecha. Don't hide your the good things you do. Elamashi yefshel legaloso laroso lufnei adam. Maybe certain things you can't show people. Now again, if you're familiar with Chayvus Halvavos, you know by now that there is nothing as pure and as whole, whole, as something done betzina that no one knows about. There's nothing as pure. It's clean. It's clean. And therefore, obviously, he is saying this, and he will say now what the answer. There is room to say, to do things publicly sometimes so that people should learn from you, especially in the Yoni Tztaka. We want people, but again, you have to do this, it goes against the grain. You have to do this under the guidance of a Rebbe or a Rav or a mentor so that it doesn't become that bad thing that the Chayuz Olovis is talking about. It has its place. Sometimes people are encouraged. I think in stock that's the most prevalent. Maybe by boys they'll be encouraged, let's say, to learn Bahasmada so that others will see that it's possible to do and they'll learn Bahasmada as well. But in general, it's a very dangerous road you're traveling on. And Hashem, love, this is what you should answer the Yetzirah. So the Yetzirah made 2 points. First of all, of course you have to have a Shem Tov. You don't want to disappoint Hashem, do you? Hashem said, if you're good, you'll be Kona Shem Tov. Kona Shem Tov Liatzmo. So why should you go against Hashem? Chutzpah. And second of all, people will learn from you. So, and this is the way he says, do it publicly. Make sure everybody knows about it. Make sure everybody knows what you're doing. If you do a chesed, or you give tzedakah, or you makabel certain kabbalas, and you do things, you know, get the word out somehow. Make sure someone sees you. Make sure that people notice that what you're doing. So he says, Harshibolov, talk to the Yetzirah. Confront him. Same as number one. If you remember, back in the beginning of Perek Hay, Chavis made a point of confrontation. Not to run away, but to deal with all issues, to speak it out, to ask questions, and to confront all of these issues and sfeikus and questions, and to search for answers. Umayo ileni shevach b'nei yodom. You go, wait a second. It's a joke, kavod. That guy's giving me kavod. Meanwhile, I know what I am, right? Be brutally honest. So, you know, this guy is giving me kavod. What am I gaining out of that? Nothing. I know the truth. Umayo ileni shevach b'nei yodom v'hashem tov shiyeh li b'solchom im yidiasi, if I know, b'kitzuri, v'meshen ichayev labori yisaleh. So it's a joke. It's mirrors. It's fog. It's smoke and mirrors. It's nothing. Kavod is like an amazing thing. People give someone kavod and he believes his own press clippings and he basks in its warmth. But he knows that he is. They must be describing a different person. So what does he gain? Let's say someone Taka thinks it's a different person, and they praise him. By mistake, it's him. He thinks it's him, but then he feels pretty foolish when he finds out it's not him. So really, says the Chayyim Salavas, whenever anybody, most people, when they get praised, they're talking about someone else, because you are not that guy that they're talking about. That's for sure. So what did you gain out of it? It's a case of mistaken identity. Maybe it's even identity theft. You'll get arrested by the FBI for identity theft. What am I going to gain out of it if people make the mistake of thinking highly of me? It's so ephemeral. It's so nothing. It's like I said, it's smoke. It's not true. We ultimately, what counts is something that's real. So what do I gain if someone's tooting my horn if it's not true? Adrabe, it can get in the way of my working on myself, because that's the saying. He started believing his own press clippings. What do I care if people hold of me? They can't help me. They're puppets. They're nothing. Let's say I find out that ant over there holds of me. Not my aunt. An ant. A-N-T. That ant there holds of me. That's what the mother says. Imagine, you see that cat? That cat holds of you. So you'll start laughing. You'll say, the cat doesn't affect my life. I have no shaykhs to the cat. What do I care what the cat thinks of me? And then the cat can't do anything for me because it holds me, etc., etc., etc. So the Chayyim Salavas, wake up, people. People are the same way. People are a cat. People are a cat. People will affect. You are what you are. You aren't even what you see when you look in the mirror. That's not you. That's your goof. You are what you are, what your neshama is, what you've accomplished in this world, what you're in the middle of accomplishing. You know? Everybody's a work in progress. That your neshama, you're molding your neshama. That's you. So why do you care that the cat holds of you? Like you would really burst out laughing. So what do you, if someone praises you? Okay? Now we have a good image if someone ever praises you. Think of a talking cat. Think of a talking cat. And think, oh wow, that cat holds of me. That's all it is. Your flower says, oh, you are such a good master. Like the plants in your house. And you know something? Now the Chavis lets us in on a secret. 80% of the people who are giving you kavod are laughing at you in their hearts. And you're not really getting kavod. You're being mocked and laughed at. They go, give him the Mizrach seat and sit him up there. And the guy struts up there and everybody's laughing in their hearts. You're not even getting the kavod, says the Chavis HaLavas. Very, very smart guy, the Chavis HaLavas. He says, 80% of the people are laughing at you and mocking you. So what? You're not even getting the kavod. Forget about that the cat's giving you kavod. You're not even getting kavod. The cat's laughing at you for caring that he is honoring you. I'm not even getting what I think I'm getting from the cat. The yale b'daitom, they're thinking, can he chone from my side that I'm a big phony? They know what I. They're giving me cover. They're laughing. They're laughing at my eagerness to be flattered, to have people talk about me. And, you know, each one's egging on the other one. And this guy is like lost in his own world. And oh boy, and if I accept this kavod, I'll lose the merit of the mitzvahs because I'll end up having served myself. Self-serving, it's called, not having served Hashem. And I won't get the kavod because they're laughing at me. I won't get the schar of the mitzvah because I'm doing it for my own benefit, and like, it blew it. If you fall into this trap and you like kavod, then you really end up what's called kereach mikan v'kereach mikan. You end up getting messed up. You get hit by cars going from both directions. You don't even have kavod because everybody's mocking you, and you lose out yolam haba because you're doing it for wrong reasons. V'nemel ha-melech echad, an apocryphal story, a king, Malchei Yisrael, v'eichlo orvelcho priyas ploni, this person read in the Torah, he got an aliyah, and this person read, how'd you like it? V'yokol orvel, ah, such a beautiful voice, u'boki betomim shel priya, the Balkari, amalahem, v'eich terevli kriyaso, it was disgusting to me, and obnoxious, couldn't wait to run away from the bima. Why? He has such a beautiful voice. He got every trump right. Who ain't a Kori also? I know this person. He's reading it because Elikadesha Teorovli. He's reading it so carefully and exactly and precisely so that I should hold of his Kriya. So his Kriya is disgusting to me and obnoxious, says the king. The yimtzachem be'enai ba'avura. That outweighs the musical melodiousness and the precision of his laming, because the message is coming through loud and clear. Think highly of me. Look at me. Look at me. Hold of me. Look at how great I'm laning. Look at me. And that pore, it comes out of every pore, P-O-R-E, of his body. And so the melech says, I'm disgusted by his laning. It's in Yiddish you say it's echolday, it's obnoxious. Avalim hoisa kavanosabol, and this is a problem chazonim have, because it's a problem, and I don't envy chazonim. I don't have that problem, Baruch Hashem. A chazon is supposed to use his voice to inspire, but, you know, it must be so hard, because you are supposed to have a beautiful voice, and it's one of the requirements of a chazan, because a beautiful voice will inspire the oilam, and you pour your heart and your soul and your good voice into the melody, and people like you could almost lift the whole oilam. But like, if you start thinking, oh, people are going to give me yeshika, yeshiv to davening, people, I'm doing good. So it's hard. It's the hardest thing in the world. Avo, says the king, if we could somehow isolate that gene, and he's singing and laning precisely and perfectly, because that's Hashem's will. That's Shaar Yichud HaMaaseh. This is the crystallization of Shaar Yichud HaMaaseh. You don't have to come to any more classes. Just remember this one sentence. I'm doing it because it's Hashem's will. Right? You don't have to come to Shaar Bitochen classes anymore. Shaar Bitochen and Hashem. You don't have to come to Shaar Yichud HaMaaseh classes anymore. I'm doing it because it's Hashem's will. See, look at that. We're knocking off the whole Sefer. Cliff Notes, it's called. Avalim Oyasa, says the Melech, Kavanosa Balarotzen Abore Balavad. If I would know that this Balchore is laning so precisely and beautifully because he's doing the Ratzon Hashem, then, I love his singing. His singing is so, his laning is so beautiful. Indeed. They said, how do you like his laning? He said, well, I'll tell you the truth, it's obnoxious. Obnoxious! Beautiful! Perfect! Yeah, but he wants that I should hold of him. And that just is coming out of every pore in his body. If he would intend to do the will of Hashem only, and to please Hashem and to serve Hashem, then I admit, a beautiful laning, perfect, fantastic. I never heard such a laning in my life. I loved every second of it. But unfortunately, unfortunately it's not coming through, and it's that way when you hear a clear sometimes, and sometimes when you hear someone singing, and sometimes when you have other things going on, and just, you can smell a Gebal Gaiva usually And he's not talking about the mid of gaiva now per se as the chisaron of gaiva. He says you're not doing it for Hashem's sake. You're doing it for your own sake. V'chein nemar b'chol mi shemachavim b'tfiloso. This is what I just told you. It's so hard. Really, you don't envy them. Me'am espalol and b'tzibur. They're davening for a tzibur, and they're expected to inspire the oilam with the beauty of their powerful voice. But it's an affection, I think it's called, right? They have to affect their voice. Affectation, thank you. That was pretty embarrassing. Okay, 100 Averis out the window, Baruch Hashem. I did it on purpose, I should get rid of some Averis. Right, you have to, and the Chazan has to go, and he has to, and the Olam gets from it, and he's expected to do it. But he's thinking, well, it's such a thin line. So, it's very hard. There's a famous Chazan who speaks it out. The Chaynomar, we will say the same. Songs and inspirational tfilos. He wants his contract renewed, or he wants people to say, wow, what a chazen. Out the window, throwing the garbage. Okay, we'll stop here.